You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
May nilabas na bagong payo ang Heart Foundation kaugnay ng pagkonsumo ng mga produktong dairy, karne at itlog. Ang panibagong payo ay bunga ng malawak at masusing pagsusuri sa kasalukuyang ebidensya sa epekto ng mga pagkain sa kalusugan ng puso. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Amy Hall na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Binago ng The Heart Foundation ang mga rekomendasyon sa mga Australiano kaugnay ng pagkonsumo ng mga produktong dairy, karne, itlog. Kinomisyon ng The Sachs Institute na imbestigahan ang mga scientificong ebidensya kaugnay ng mga unprocessed red meat, baboy o poultry at ng kalusugan ng puso, habang ang kalakaran ng Heart Foundation o policy nito ay sinuri naman ng nutrition staff ang mga scientificong ebidensya kaugnay ng produktong dairy at itlog. Matapos nito ay tinalakay ng advisory group na binuo ng mga dalubhasa sa cardiology at nutrition ang mga ebidensya at binigyan ng payong Heart Foundation sa paninindigan nito sa issue. Pinaliwanag ng General Manager ng Heart and Research ng Heart Foundation, Bill Stravinsky, ang mga ito.
The evidence shows that having full cream milk for healthy Australians does not pose a risk. So that's a risk either for heart disease or for the waistline.
Kabilang sa mga bagong payong pagtanggal sa limitasyon sa pagkonsumo ng unflavored full fat milk, yogurt at keso para sa mga malulusog na Australiano at mga di mataas ang antas ng kolesterol, walang diabetes o heart disease. Pinaliwanag naman ni Bill Stravinsky ang dahilan sa likod ng desisyon.
The evidence shows that having full cream milk for healthy Australians does not pose a risk. So that's a risk either for heart disease or for the waistline.
Kung ngunit kailangan anyang limitahan ang pagkonsumo ng produktong dairy, gaya anya ng cream, ice cream at butter.
They're high in saturated fat and we know that that increases the risk of heart disease and the evidence is quite strong there. And it's quite similar there for your processed deli meats, your salamis, your hams. Now, these are not only linked with an increased risk of heart disease but other chronic conditions including diabetes, cancers as well.
Ani Ginong Stravinsky, nirekomenda ngayon ng Heart Foundation na limitahan ang pagkonsumo ng unprocessed na baka, lamb, baboy at veal sa di hihigit sa 350 gramo bawat linggo. Ngunit walaan niyang limitasyon sa bilang ng itlog na maaaring kainin ng mga malulusog na Australiano.
That doesn't mean you can have eggs every single day. It's all part of a overall healthy diet. The evidence shows that there's no harmful effects of eggs to a person who is healthy. Most important there is what you eat with the eggs, and that's trying to limit the sausages, the bacon that we traditionally eat with the eggs, and substitute it with whole grain toast and vegetables as a side dish.
Habang nabago anyang rekomendasyon pa sa dihihigit sa 7 itlog bawat linggo para sa mga may type 2 diabetes o sakit sa puso. Ikinatuwa naman ng Pangulo ng Dietitians Association of Australia, Philip Chaffs, ang mga pagbabago.
Well, we know that 60% of Australian adults are either overweight or obese and 25% of children are in the same category. Poor diet is a leading contributor to obesity, and that then has knock-on effects with increasing risk of things like type 2 diabetes, which is experienced by around 1 million Australian adults. And we know that heart disease, which obviously the National Heart Foundation has a main focus on, that affects around 1 in 20 Australian adults and is a leading cause of death.
Hinihikayat ni Philip Jobs ang pamahalang federal na gamitin ang rekomendasyon ng Heart Foundation upang suriin muli ang Australian Dietary Guidelines at tumulong sa pagbuo muli ng panibagong National Nutrition Policy taong 1992 pa nang huli itong sinagawa. Anya, sa pangkaraniwang kinakain ng Australiano, malaking bahagi ito, di malusog ang pagkain o junk food.
It's not the case that Australians are having the odd treaty food here or there. That's a third of our intake, and we know that most of our food intake in a healthy diet should come from natural foods, and what I mean by that is unprocessed foods, so whole foods that are not processed and refined and low in things like dietary fiber and high in salt.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.